Greetings everyone. Welcome back to the Daring Poppy channel. I'm ready to launch another pod. Today is the 10th of April. And let me just start out by apologising for the recording interference that occurred at the end of episode 3. To this moment in time, it's an unexplained anomaly. I've got incredible frustrations that are still continuing with my recording equipment. And just to share with you, it took 13 test runs over the course of that last episode to actually finally get a little bit of clearance. And even to the point when I do start recording, I never actually know how it's going to turn out. So I was grateful that the majority of the quality was up to standard, but as for all that chaos at the end, I mean, it really sounded like I was caught in some sort of Arctic storm. So apologies, but no one is more disappointed than me, let me assure you. So let's just see how we go today. It's actually been very smooth sailing. I haven't had to do any more than one test run today so far, so that's great. So episode 3, Daylight Snobbery. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroy information. And religions destroy spirituality. And that's a quote from Michael Elner. So I love how I just have all these little quotes and whatnot that have just collected over the years, and things just surface on pieces of paper around me at the moment. And I was just able to reach for that day, and it just was a beautiful, just very poignant quote to be able to weave in there. I added in a few extra links. I do just have to give a really special shout out, because a lot of that interference happened at the end of that episode when I was talking about Hilary Butler, and she is an absolute unsung hero in this country, a pioneer advocate of natural immunity, and I hope everyone's been able to take time to go and look into that article, Vaccines and Breast Milk, from 1999. And it's just wonderful to be bringing all this information that was really helping to keep me strong back then to the fore. I mean, in 1993, that article to do with Japan, that was right when our second son had been born, and that's just what helped to keep the wind in my sails back then, because it was turning into a war zone, really, the pressure that was upon us to get these triple vaccines, and the vaccine schedule was just mounting up and mounting up from those years on. So very, very grateful to be able to dig into my archives and bring all this out into the light and get things circulating again. I added in two more links also on episode 3 off the Be Inspired YouTube channel, and one of those is a piece of work, an interview with Bruce Lipton, The End of Big Pharma, just a 5-minute clip, but right on target with the topics we're talking about. And another interview with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and that's Sickness is Not a Coincidence. Also under, I added in there the documentary from the Coca-Cola history well, it's actually DocuShare is the channel, the Coca-Cola history documentary. I've reposted that a couple of times now, but it's never going to go away, because that's really got a lot to answer for this industry of Coca-Cola and how it's seriously damaged the whole planet with this gut rot. So I look forward to the day that Coke gets banned. I'll move along. So at the very end, I put some links in, recommended Lest We Forget links. I also posted in there off PBS NewsHour, watch President Trump meets World War II Navajo code talkers at the White House, and that is absolutely endearing. I rewatched it again. I've watched it a few times now, and I just absolutely feel just so proud of Donald Trump and who he's acknowledging and all the work that he's done, and just how the legacy that he will be leaving and the difference that he is making in these intergenerational and Indigenous lives and livelihoods of people on the planet. So a great takeaway there. And I also added in another piece of music just around everything off, and that's off Justin Johnson's channel, and it's the Beatles cover Come Together, but Swamp Blues, fingerstyle slide guitar. And I'm loving Justin Johnson's channel. He is one very talented musician. So if you haven't seen that already, go and tap into a bit of Justin's music. And the other piece I was really proud to put up there, which I'm going to devote a whole podcast shortly to, this topic of Zealandia. And this is all about knowing our place in the cosmos, because New Zealand is actually on the 8th continent of the world, and there's little known about it, but it's not like it's been suppressed, but it's really just not being acknowledged. So I'm going to, as I say, really seriously dedicate a whole podcast to it, because it weaves back to something that happened. Funnily enough, I recorded that particular episode, Daylight Snobbery, on the 5th of April. Well, the whole topic of Zealandia came up back on the 5th of March, when New Zealand was rocked with a huge earthquake that woke most of the country up. It was felt in the South Island. And here on the Coromandel, this is an earthquake that went on for a minute. And I'm going to devote a whole podcast to talking about that, because that was something back then that just took up a huge amount of my time with investigation, and I've got a lot of really quite outrageous dots that I joined to do with that, and so much has not really even been honoured. But as I say, I've got some very exciting information to share about that. And that's the sort of information that really illuminates me. I'd rather be talking about that, to be honest, than a lot of this other information, but we'll get around to that. So for now, also what was really incredible was when I linked in the phrases. What is the meaning of the phrase daylight robbery? Hopefully people have had a chance to go and look at that off the phrases.org.uk. I mean, you really just, the further you delve into history, back in 1690, William III was short of money, and he attempted to rectify this by introducing a window tax. And this is you'd only really think it was fictional, but you know, it's real. People went to all sorts of lengths to actually paint out the windows they had and make them look like bricks so they avoided tax. So it was, you know, a case for prosecution. The more windows you had, you were taxed. So the English were being robbed of their daylight. It's, you know, it's another war on the light and letting the light in. So I'm not going to dwell on that, but just it's just really absolutely worth ingesting and getting a feel for the stupidity and the it's just exploitation. And I feel for the English people. They have just got such a long lineage of deprivation and having just war waged upon them with arsenic and lead and just the most toxic attack from all angles. So that's what we're here to right these wrongs and make sure that we're going to bring some restorative justice back and quality of life. So we'll move on to today's podcast. Really, this is going to be a bit of a recap, and always relevant. And when I was just talking in the last podcast about referring back to the hero's journey, episode 37, my reason for doing that was particularly to do with the description box and the fact that it's got amazing interviews and other editorial in there to do with setting history free. And since then, I've gone back and actually listened to the podcast itself, and the hero's journey is extremely worth re-listening to. Any new listeners to the channel, I'll talk a little bit more about what I'd really recommend, but for the moment, it weaves in so exponentially with the topics we're covering and even more that's on my radar that I'm about to talk about, which is phenomenal. And that's to do with the Mud Fossil University, to do with Roger, how Earth is actually a living creature. I talk about Aldebaran and Antares there, the two red giants that guard our east and western flanks as far as our solar guardians and the zodiacs, their positions in the zodiac as the fixed stars of they're the royal stars of Persia, and two of the fixed stars. The other two are our formal Hort and Regulus. So in that same episode, I talk about sacred geometry, imaginal cells, co-creation being the new normal. So fantastic. I'm just so stoked every time things inadvertently surface. It's just so much more deep and meaningful. So I'm just absolutely thrilled to be able to add all that extra reinforcement in. And while we're on that topic, I'd like to recommend people to actually go and listen to episode 46 as well. I've gone and re-listened to Sick of Being Poisoned to Death, and there's just amazing relativity to be garnered from that episode right now, and what's in the description box there. In that particular episode, I draw upon the work of Olivier Clark, and that was because from way back, once again, in my very early archives from back in the 1990 decade, I had an article called Modern Medicine, the New World Religion. And that article was what gave me great inspiration. So that was revived in episode 46. So please take the time to go and revisit that and really just strengthen up with some more reinforcements from what that's going to bring to the table right now. So I'll just make sure I've covered everything. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, we really are in a life raft situation. That's the way I'm going to look at it. You know, this rescue mission, I mean, it's one thing to have your feet on the ground, you've got stability, but we are so vulnerable. And to my way of thinking, if we're really going to be handling this with the acuteness of what we're dealing with, and making sure that we've got safety and that we've got people that are keeping other people safe, it's great to liken it to a life raft, because you don't want unpredictable people on a life raft, because they're actually going to put everyone else at risk. So this is what throws out the personal responsibility and the challenge to everyone. We need people that are calm, that are going to help not panic and help keep little people safe and not rock the boat and put everyone else at threat. So let's just work forward looking on this as a life raft situation. I've made a note here that I'm going to keep revisiting this. If people are only just tuning in for the first time for this episode, please, it's paramount that this second series is building from a very sound foundation from the first episode of season two. The Kobayashi Maru is our foundation about building a new model. So people have got to understand and keep things in a coherent context. And this is all based on the fact that there's a form of bioterrorism going on, and we need to break that spell and stop being a part of that terror by actually feeding it, by giving our energy of ignorance to it. And it's all about wising up, so we are not going to be contributing to further to this whole bio-eco-terrorism as it is clearly revealing itself to be. And this has been a war on Mother Earth and her beings, and a poisoning of our minds and our environment, and just ultimately a takeover. So I've refer that to as exposing the crime of our times. And I've talked a lot in the past about the hypocrisy with the medical profession and how it is germ warfare, and it's disgraceful that we haven't even got management of health and hygiene under control by the 21st century. And I've mentioned Hygieia and Panacea in the past, which Panacea is an ancient goddess to do with all healer, and Hygieia is health. And this is about the two breasts of the great mother Rhea, Coronis, funnily enough. We've got the Coronis word there. And that's what it just all rolls together with this coronavirus. Everyone's got into the habit of calling it the COVID-19. Well, that was part of almost like a very similar switch. They've sneakily, they announced it as the coronavirus, and now they've all just watered it down. But I believe we've got to get back to calling it what they named it, because that's what's going to guide us back to the light of knowing what we're dealing with. And the war is on our corona, our crown, our halo. This is to do with our crowning moment in time. It's a spiritual war, and it is absolutely all to do with Kronos, the Saturn, to do with time. So our doctors, the Hippocratic Oath, they sign in under this medical Hippocratic Oath to first do no harm, and quoting health and hygiene. And here we go. They've used this ancient wisdom, but then they've inverted it with their reverse social engineering ideology, with the trickery, and people are ignorant to the deeper meaning. And this is in alignment with the word Pandora, which is all giver. And that's a title to do with the earth goddess Rhea, which is she. This is the mother of Panacea and Hygieia, Pandora, the all giver. And she was the personification of the first woman. And it just all got flipped, and we know what the Pandora's box got turned into, which was to do with war, death, disease, and all other ills. So just, you know, misconstruing things and twisting the truth, and we've got a lie that's alive and well. So we've got to put that to bed and get back to what the true Hippocratic Oath was about. Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food, and to first do no harm. Let's hold doctors accountable to the hypocrisy. Okay, so moving on a little bit there. Got to just keep watching my time. Okay, so today I would like to just cover some links that I'm going to be adding in. As I say, this is really just going to be a bit of a recap and just get some more current affairs on the table. I'm seriously going to devote, I've got some massive rabbit holes I've been down to do with the nasal testing that's been happening to do with the coronavirus, and it's not nice information. That's what's got me actually needing to do all this prepping with these podcasts that I'm putting together at the moment, because I really need to prepare people for a few bombshells that are going to be coming out, because it's going to actually create quite a disconcerting awareness of what's been going on. These nasal swabs are so much more dark and malevolent and very much more unhealthy than people have realised. But that's going to have its own dedicated podcast once I feel the time's right. In the meantime, I'm going to call this podcast, where have I written it? Measure Twice, Cut Once. And my little caption is, it takes considerable knowledge just to realize the extent of your own ignorance. That's a quote by Thomas Sowell. I've only just discovered Thomas in the last few months, and I'll be putting in a link today of the Free to Choose Network. And this is an interview with Thomas Sowell, who's an American, African American, and it's titled Common Sense in a Senseless World, full video. And Thomas is considered to be one of the greatest minds of the past half century and the smartest person in the room. So enjoy that, folks. I'll be putting up a Bruce Lipton clip of his channel called Dispelling the Myth of Genes. A Mud Fossil University clip from Roger. Can We Deprogram Society? That's fresh off the press on the 9th of April. Morning Dew, this is to do earth with the earth weather, space weather, US winter storm, planet going through atmospheric shift, and this is to do with some just incredible activity that people, it'll be very shocking about what's really happening with Mother Earth at the moment, but she is really just transitioning, and I love this work that Mike is bringing forth. He's a great digital warrior up there in Canada, and it's great to bring his, he's only got 15 minute odd clips, but my goodness, what he covers in those clips is invaluable. So he's a great go-to man at the moment to keep in touch with earth weather. A little bit more to do with that topic, Mr. MBB333, his recent two clips are titled This Looked to Be of Intelligent Design and Totally Out of Place, Is Something Up There Watching? And the other one, thousands flee as huge dark plume soars out of Caribbean volcano. Rare cyclones do the impossible. So some great visuals there, fresh off the press. Tania Gabriel, I'll be posting her Aries New Moon clip headed A Line to the Divine. And the piece of music I'll be putting up today is off Harry Styles' channel, Sign of the Times. It's his official video from May 2017. Now, I have posted the Sign of the Times in way back, but that was with a still shot, which was more meaningful at that moment in time, given the podcasting I was doing. But this is his official one with him in it, and it's very timely and moving, and the lyrics fit perfectly with this moment in time that we're all going through. So it's a real honour to honour that musical talent right now. I think that pretty much covers it, and I will leave it at that. Yep, 28 minutes, people, not too bad. I really am trying to work within more of a probably user-friendly would be the best way to describe it, time frame, but it's overwhelming, and I'm going to just keep honouring the information and the organic flow, and that will just always end up being what it is. But it's great to have worked this one in under the half hour, so amen to that, and I'll look forward to being back with you again real soon. I'm really grateful to all the support that's, I know, is starting to really gel out there, and just keep encouraging each other. We all need each other at the moment, and as I say, we've got to all just make sure we're doing our best to honour the truth, trust those who we already know we can trust is probably the biggest thing. And we're not going to always be able to know what everyone is, you know, catch up, but knowing that you can have faith in people at the moment is key. Alrighty, well, Arahua Nui for now, and I'll look forward to being back with you when the coast is clear. Much love.